Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Well, we are joined by a young gentleman.
Kenny Kelly smiles.
Yeah, you take everything off.
I was told your crew told me to take it off because now I can't look and see what's going on here.
And you can see that we're not caught up over here yet either. So you got to love live TV sometimes. But Kenny, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. So, I'm doing good. Our booth's right over there, so we've been seeing you guys going at it up here, and
decided
to drop by and say hi and show you a little bit of what we're doing over our booth.
Yeah. So what is your company?
Sure. So the company I own and run is called Silent Beacon. We make safety devices for people, and what kind of separates us from the other products out there is we don't charge monthly fees. So Life Alert, Philips Lifeline, all these products for kind of older America, they all try to get you with the monthly fees. What we do is piggyback off the technology we already have, right? We all usually have smartphones or a tablet or a home computer. So if you're in an emergency situation, you just press the buttons on this. It sends the signal to your smartphone, and it can call 911.
Just like that.
Yep,
yeah.
Vibrates, lets you know. Call 911, calls all your emergency contacts, even sends emails, push notifications, and text messages with your GPS location. So it lets everyone that is in your circle know that you're in an emergency and where to find you. How I created it was I used to actually be a motorcycle stuntman years ago in Hollywood. Ended up getting in a bad accident. I was on the side of the road, couldn't contact anyone. My phone was right in my pocket, but I was, you know, all kind of scraped up. I was like, gosh, if there was just one thing I could just press that, my cell phone will do all the work for me. And then I was like, well, get to it, Kenny. You thought of it, you do it.
So that's pretty interesting. So my mom, for example, would be a great candidate for this right now. So does it sync with anything else but then your smartphone? I mean, can you sync it to a Google or an Alexa or anything
you,
along those
you
lines?
You can. In the version I have right here, you cannot pair it to that, but you can do it to that. We have a way to update the firmware to whatever kind of schematics you want. So, again, no fees, no nothing. It's all kind of part of
it. Because that's kind of, you know, and I'm just giving you some ideas here now, I guess. But in my mom's house, I've actually put three Alexas in there that can make phone calls for her, right? So if she ever falls or whatever, she can just, you know, say that out. I would have never had to do that if I had known about your device, actually.
Right.
You know, and then just syncing it to an Alexa or her smartphone or whatever, and away you go. So that's actually pretty clever. So you just push.
Yeah, just put. It's actually an emergency now, so it had just called. I'll just go inside the app and turn it off so it resets. So you actually have to enter a password to reset it. So that way, if let's just say someone breaks into a home and someone's trying to, you know, do you any harm, they can't turn it off. There's no off button on the thing.
I see.
That thing's going to run. Yep.
Right
through the app. So
you preset everything. So how many phone calls can that make? I mean, can it make it to all of her kids, to 911?
It's going to send messages to all of them, emails, push notifications, and text messages with your GPS location.
Okay.
But it's only going to call one person. And why it does that, we found through extensive testing, is that if you call one person, then it hangs up and tries to dial another, all of a sudden your line is clogged. So if that first person's trying to call you back, now all of a sudden you've just gunked up your network and no one's going to get in touch with you.
Gotcha.
So it calls one person. If they don't answer, it hangs up, and then you can either call again or people are going to call you. And then you can just answer the call at that point. That's very important because you want to get people. The flow of communication needs to happen instantly because in situations, every second matters.
Right.
That's why we did it.
Right.
What if you, by mistake, hit this? Okay, can you cancel it?
You can cancel it inside the application by putting in the 4-digit PIN, right?
Okay.
But it's got, as you can see, it has two indented buttons. You have to press both of them.
Oh, okay.
For it to go off. And that was because there's some competitors out there. You hit those things in your pocket, or if a woman puts it in her purse or wherever they are, they automatically go off. You don't want to heighten the level of anxiety you have with a family member who might need something like this. So we wanted to take the time to make sure we made it right and made it in a way that you couldn't just accidentally hit it like, police are at my house.
Yeah. It's like the panic button on my car all the time. I mean, my goodness. I swear I'd set that thing off twice a week.
Yeah, I've opened the trunk in my car a couple times. I turn around, I'm like, I just shut it. And it's like, hit it in my pocket.
So that's exactly right. I mean, some of these devices just haven't really thought through. That's really clever.
So you can, this has got a little clip on the back here. You can clip on, right? And then how do you charge it?
So it has a rechargeable USB on the bottom there, and even inside the application. We wanted the app to do all the heavy lifting for you. So inside the application, you can see the battery level right there. So it tells you your battery life.
Okay.
When this gets below 10%, it'll actually, inside your emergency contacts, so in the app, you have emergency contacts. Has anyone you want to be notified if there's an emergency? You can go in here and set. So I can toggle it to send an alert if that gets below 10%. So if you have someone who kind of forgets, to, like myself, to charge things, it'll send out a message. Hey, Kenny's beacon is at 10%.
Gotcha.
You might want to let them know. Hey, Kenny, your beacon's low. We know you're over in Las Vegas. We know you like to go out and party at night. Maybe you should charge that in case something happens.
Yeah.
So it just is an extra level of protection that we give the consumers.
Can you share with us maybe one or two examples of people who have actually used this?
100%.
All right, that'd be great.
So there was a real estate agent who heard all these horror stories, what was happening, you know, with people showing open houses and then people trying to, you know, lock them in or steal from them or something like that. So this lady decided to buy one. We did a convention. We do lots of real estate conventions because that's a big market for us. And what turned out was she went to an open house on a Sunday afternoon, and a guy came in and locked the door behind him. And she's like, nope, not today. Hit that. He goes, what's that? She goes, police are already on their way. And her husband was the one as the emergency contact. He's like, honey, I know where you're at. I'm on my way. You tell that guy you better get out. And the guy ran out of the house.
Wow.
Yeah. And another one, I can't name the company. But it was a company that delivers packages to your door. Usually they're brown packages. And something happened with him in Baltimore, Maryland, where they were trying to get in the back of his truck, and he hit that, and it sent his boss and his coworkers, and they literally surrounded the guys, and they ran off as well. So, you know, the more people and the longer this is out, the more people who are going to know what it means are going to know to just get out of there as soon as someone who's in trouble hits
sure.
that. Like, whoa, I want no problem. I know it.
Sure.
I know everyone's coming.
Well, you think about kids at school grounds.
Oh, there's,
And, you know, somebody, a stranger comes up. And
oh, yeah.
So this thing, I mean, stuff like that. Boom, hit this thing.
Yeah.
Right now.
There's a lot of situations that we didn't even see of even laboratories. You can't take a cell phone into a laboratory, but there's certain safety protocols that these companies have. They're like, if we can't carry a phone in there, what are we going to do? And now products like this, I think in New Jersey it is that they're trying to pass legislation that every hotel worker needs to have a panic button. There you go. So it's our product is evolving at a time, unfortunately, in our society where these things are more needed more and more often. So we're trying to fill that void, and we're coming out with actually a suite of products to help in different situations now that this one is taken off and we see that there is that is used for it.
Would there be a setting where this beacon could not be used in a secure room or something like that and you can't get the signal off?
Now, it is indicative that you have a smartphone within 200 feet. Situations like that, we're going to try to find other ways via Wi-Fi, via using its own cellular tower. But again, for our first product we wanted to put out, we didn't want to have people with monthly fees. We thought that would be a killer. People are like, I already pay monthly fees.
Right.
I don't want to pay anymore.
Right.
Well, there's no monthly fees. You buy it once, $99.99, and it's your
that
product.
So really,
this is
going to your phone, and then it's going to
everyone.
Whoever.
Yeah, the cloud. We're just piggybacking off the technology we already pay a ton of money for each month inside our phones. So that is just an essential way of triggering that application to do all the heavy lifting for you. So as opposed to trying to find one, you know, let's just say there's an emergency right now. I'd have to go in here. I'd have to, you know, show my face for the tag. I'd have to go over here. I'd have to go down here. I'd have to go here to call 911. At that point, whatever's happening has already happened. So it just lets everything happen and everyone know that there's a situation at once. So you can deal with that situation without having to look at your phone.
That's very cool. So where do we get these at?
So right now, we just unrolled them on Amazon because we want to do this very slowly. We don't want to just flood the world and then everyone gives us one-star reviews because they can't figure it out. So we're being very methodical, doing Amazon and doing our website, silentbeacon.com, where you can purchase them. And then we're rolling them out to retail stores in 2020. So this is kind of like our coming out party for the retail side this year. So we're just doing it very slowly because we want to make sure that we've addressed any questions or any problems that our consumers might have. We want to catch things before it just floods the market. And then it's like, oh my gosh, Fred, why didn't you tell me there was a glitch there? So we're just making sure everything's perfect, slowly rolling it out, and then a mass release.
Very nice.
You know, somebody's having a stroke and they probably can't use their fingers and all. Have you thought of any more of how to make that work?
So there's two things. We're coming up with a solution for people with disabilities. So that would be that you wouldn't have to press anything, whether it's an eye command or a vocal command or just a distance, say falling. So if you're if you suddenly come down a degree. We're working on that. And we have a product for seniors called Ease, which is the same thing, but it uses big, huge plush buttons on the side, and you only have to hit one. So it's very light touch, but it's for people who you know, like my father has arthritis. So he can't hit these buttons. So I'm always like trying to film him for our little commercials. I'm like, come on, Dad, hit the button. He's like, I can't hit the button. So it's like, all right. So we made the Ease version where it's very plush and easy to
hit. I was just thinking for my daughter, she has MS, and a lot of times she might fall. But she might not have the strength to push this.
I understand.
Well.
So for MS, which two of my cousins have MS, we're trying to come up with a way, it's not out yet, that would be a clip that would go over the Ease version that literally you would just have to put some sort of weight on top, almost like a mousetrap or a big button. So it would trigger the button on the side, but you'd only have to hit on the top. So, you know, loosely like this or by the chin or wherever muscles still are on the person with MS, you'd still be able to do it. So we are 100% looking into that because there are a lot of niche markets that this does need to be in.
There is. I think it's really, really outstanding.
It really is, Kenny.
What you've done to coordinate both of those. So,
thank you.
You have your booth here.
Yeah, we got the booth right behind you guys. So we heard something about a beer or something, so we're just still waiting for it.
There's another booth down the hall.
Yeah, you're
going to
join me at the Keurig booth, aren't you?
There you go.
Some cocktails over there. So these are available online at Amazon right now.
So
you can hop on there. The name of the product again is
the Silent Beacon.
Silent Beacon, everybody. So go out and check that out. Amazon.com. Get yours. And, I think I'm going to get one for my mom as well.
I'm going to get one for my daughter.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. I'm glad to see we can accompany a whole market and various ages as well.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Have a great show, Kenny.
Thanks guys. Appreciate your time. Enjoy. Good to see you.